Welcome to the Manage My Wedding podcast, where we believe your wedding is the most important time in your life, and you deserve to feel supported and organized when planning the wedding of your dreams. I'm your host, Yvette Sitters.
Today, we're going to be talking about your wedding music. We're going to be talking about creating an epic atmosphere, picking the right tunes, and touching on the MC role a little bit too. And today, we're joined by Andy, who is a professional wedding DJ with over 15 years' experience rocking wedding dance floors. And Andy is currently the events director of Ministry of DJs, which is a boutique entertainment agency, which is specializing in providing Melbourne and Sydney's finest DJs and musicians at weddings and events, large and small. So Andy has got so much experience. So I'm really looking forward to this conversation because I think it's all going to help all of you with your wedding planning. So welcome to the podcast, Andy.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you. What a fun job you have.
Look, I pinch myself sometimes, especially when, your office space is basically a dance floor and your viewing platform is everyone just going nuts and having fun. So, we're very fortunate to be doing what we're doing.
Yeah, I was watching, I think I commented on one of your Instagram posts last week, and I think it was a corporate event, and the dance floor, it was going off, and I was like, I want to be there.
Yeah, look, it's great. Like, music and entertainment is our passion, and we're very fortunate to be doing what we're doing every day.
Yeah. And before you were doing, because you said 15 years, what were you doing before?
Yeah, so my professional background is event management, specifically on the sports event side of things. And I was doing DJing as a sort of side hustle, passion, even volunteer event. And did all that and basically transformed a passion and hobby into a full-time gig, which is where Ministry of DJs was formed. And looked back, and now it's growing, and it's growing in a great way. And love what I do, basically. I'm one of those few people that can honestly say that.
Yeah, and it's good to have somebody like you who can help couples that has the background as well of the wedding planning part, that planning events and stuff, because that makes such a massive difference.
100%. Yeah, there's so much involved with weddings, and as a planner, there's things that people don't even think about. So having that experience is obviously valuable, because then you just come up with ideas or even suggestions or even things that you didn't think about that are needed.
Yeah, that's so valuable. So let's talk about first, I suppose, a question that and something that rises all the time as a question is talking about that whole live music versus the created DJ music. And we want to, everyone wants to create the right atmosphere, right? Like, everyone wants everyone to enjoy the music. Everyone wants everyone on the dance floor. That is the key.
Yeah.
What advice do you have for couples in choosing that right mix of live and recorded to suit their wedding day?
I mean, when you say recorded, you mean sort of
just a DJ, having a DJ compared to having live band?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, it's a very great question. And traditionally, probably bands were more, I guess, the norm. Now we're finding a transition between four DJs. And look, there's pros and cons with both at the end of the day. So I'm always going to try and push the DJ for the reasons of, you get that constant mix of energy from start to finish. You get the variety of music, you get the live transition mixes, you cater for everyone's taste. And if something's not working, the DJ can just switch it off. I love live music as well. So if the clients love live music, well, then the band's for them. There's no harm in that. Like, it's a personal preference at the end of the day. But we try and sell DJs as the ultimate entertainment package. It's a live mix of music and high tempo, high energy from start to finish.
Yeah, I love what you said then when you said the DJ can control the music and change it up. And that's what I always say to bridal couples who are torn between the live and the DJ. I'm like, but the DJ can gauge really quickly how that's going on the night and if it needs to be changed to what list the bride and groom have given you, or if the friend did the list, you can make that call and change everything.
Exactly right. I mean, there's so much genres of music. There's so much personal preferences as well. And there's good songs from every genre, whether it be R&B, house, 80s, 90s, whatever it is. So the beauty about having DJs, he or she can mash all that up and cater for everyone, basically.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I had on my wedding day, we wanted a little bit of live, so we just had an acoustic player for the pre-reception drinks.
Yep.
And he just covered that hour and a half, I think it was, and then the DJ took over once everyone came into reception. And it was perfect, and it was just enough, and the DJ didn't have to move his stuff, which you can do, though, sometimes, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's not uncommon to have a ceremony with a DJ and then obviously move the smaller setup to the main reception center.
Yeah, yeah, no. And we loved it. We loved it. We loved having a DJ because people can go up to the DJ too and be like, can you play this? Can you do that?
Exactly right. And as a DJ, it's good for us because we actually know what the crowd likes. And obviously, we always check with the bride and groom or our couples before to see if they allow requests. But yeah, absolutely. There's no harm in going up to the DJ or even musician or a band to say, look, can you play this song? That's part of it. It's their event. So why not? Let's cater for them.
Yeah, yeah. Have some fun. Not all guests, though, as we know, like the same music. Everyone's got different tastes.
Yeah.
How do you approach creating a playlist that caters to a diverse audience and keeps everyone like engaged and enjoying themselves and entertained?
Yeah, a lot of that's to do with the pre-work. So we always engage with our couples and find out what, because ultimately it's their wedding or their event. So we'd like to find out more about what they like, what they don't like, how they want it to be structured. And we work around that. So we always say less is more with weddings. Reason being is we don't know what the crowd's going to be like on the day. We don't know what they're going to react to. We don't know what they're going to like. And the beauty about having a DJ, that experienced DJ there, is he or she can gauge the crowd. If something's working, like this, say, an 80s set, for example, he or she will continue playing that until it's not. Yeah. So, yeah, it's everything's live. Everything's done on the spot. And it's all about just gauging the crowd and seeing what works and keeping that momentum high and full of energy all night.
Yeah, yeah. In your experiences, like of all the last 15 years, what are some common mistakes that you see couples are making when planning that music aspect to their wedding? How can they avoid it?
It's a great question. So from my experiences, the weddings that are usually the challenging ones, both on the dance floor and planning, are the ones that when we get pages and pages of song requests. Now, there's nothing wrong with giving song requests. We actually absolutely love it. But when you give sort of three or four pages of song requests, which goes for over 5 hours, let's say, for argument's sake, and you've only got a sort of 2 hour or 1 hour dance bracket, it's almost hard work on that. And they might, and a lot of them are songs that they might hear in the car and it's a slow song and particularly won't work. So we're honest with our couples and we'll let them know what will work, what potentially might not work and what songs are better suited. For example, the slower songs could be suited during the dinner bracket or the canapes hour, for example. So we like to be honest because at the end of the day, we want a lively dance floor and we're going to give our honest opinion on how we can create that for them as well.
Yeah, yeah, so, so important. I know, like for me, I'm like, do not play the Macarena or the YMCA at my wedding. Like, I think it comes from years and years of hearing those songs at every wedding.
I get it.
Yeah, so I was like, this is the genre I like. These are the key songs that I want, the entrance song and the cake cutting song and the first dance. And these are the songs I do not want you to play. Do you do that?
Absolutely. So we've got a little personalized wedding portal which we send to all clients and they have those first sections in it, songs you want to hear, must plays, and also the do not plays as well. Cause that, I mean, everyone's different. Some people love the Macarena, for example, some people don't. We're happy for whatever. So we're here to make sure the clients are happy more for some famous.
Yeah. Yeah. I think grandparents are always waiting to hear some of those traditional wedding songs too, aren't they? If you've got a few elderly there at the wedding.
Yeah, and they usually work well at the start because, like, from my personal experience, the classics, when I say a classic, like the 80s, 70s, 90s, et cetera, they're all at the start of the event because that's when I guess everyone sort of can familiarize themselves with that kind of old style music. And then once you get the dance all started from the start, it's a good sort of segue for the rest of the night.
Yeah, yeah. This is a really random question to ask and put you on the spot. What are you finding is the most popular first dance song choice at the moment?
It's a hard question to answer because every first dance song is different and personal and unique. Yeah. I mean, if you would ask me sort of 3-4 years ago, I'd say anything Ed Sheeran.
No, yes.
But now it's like, and it's just a personal song. And that's what I love about the first dance moment as well, because we might not have heard it before. Chances are we won't have. But it's at the end of the day, it's the couple's special song. So there's no rule of thumb with this answer. It's an individual preference. If you would ask me sort of popular dance hall songs, I can tell you straight away. But yeah, specifically the first dance is such a unique and special song for the couple. It's usually different for each event.
Yeah. Do you find it's the one partner is really the one really involved in the music, or do you find it's pretty equal?
No, it's usually, and there's no consistency with bridegroom or bride or whatever the couple is. There's always that one person that has the more of a say, I guess, with the music, which is fine. Like, as long as we love that people are passionate about music and then value it within a wedding.
Yeah, yeah. I remember my husband picked a song and I can't even remember the name of it now, but he was like, I've always wanted this song for my first dance. And he played it to me and I was like, oh my gosh, I wish I knew the name of the song.
Was it your first dance?
Yeah, it was the first dance song. And he's like, I've always wanted this song, always known it, I've known forever. And I was like, that is from by far the opposite of what I would have thought he would ever pick. And it was by far the opposite of what I wanted. And he's like, I've let you pick every other song. This is all I want. And I was like, okay, yeah, I just went with it. And I was like, yep, no problem.
And you probably love it now, though.
I wish now I had the name of it. I forget it because it's not a common song. I'll send it to you afterwards on Instagram and you can either laugh or not. But I do sometimes look back at, like, there's a video and I look back and I'm like, you could tell some people are like, what is this song? But my husband loved it and you could tell he was so happy. And that made me happy on the night. I was like, he's loving this. I'm just going to enjoy it. And I did enjoy it.
I mean, that's the beauty about music as well. It's such an emotional journey that it takes you on, and everyone has their personal preferences with it. So, yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is. Music, I mean, music creates love. I believe, like, I remember when I met my partner and fell in love, that was all we would do at the beginning is just play music. That was just our thing because it connects emotions on the wedding day.
Oh, 100%. And the music plays such an important role within a wedding because there's every key moment of the wedding involves a song or involves a sound, for example, like your entrance, bridal entrances, for example, bride and party entrances, your first dance, even the sort of cutting the cake song. There's always a musical element involved, and picking the right song for that just contributes and adds and then amplifies the actual moment or mini event within the wedding.
Yeah, it does. My regular listeners know that I bang on about this a lot, but I'm like, the best weddings, the ones that we remember the most, are because we have emotions attached to that wedding.
Yeah.
You're emotionally invested that day. And I'm always like, what do they remember the most? And everything is connected to emotions. It's like they always remember the food, whether it's good or bad.
Yeah.
They always remember if they could find a drink or not. Like if they could not find a drink, they will remember that.
Yeah,
they will always remember the music. Always. And I'm always like, that's because they all are emotionally connected. Everyone gets emotions from music and food. Like it's just what happens. It's what brings us together. And that's, I believe it's what makes the best weddings. And I get upset, and I know we've touched on this before we started recording, when people leave the music to the last minute. I'm like, no, it's important.
Look, we completely agree. Anyone that's been to a good wedding or a fun wedding will think back and say, why was it so good? And they'll walk out with a smile on their face because they dance with Nana and pop to that song. They sort of break dance to this song. They jump up and down to whatever song it was. And you're right, they're all just emotions that come from music. And that's why it is so important to place a lot of emphasis on the music and the importance on the music, because it's ultimately you're going to walk away from a wedding thinking, how good was that party? Not how good the tablecloth was or the chairs were, which they're all nice things, but it's still those emotive experiences that are so important.
Yeah. And when you talk about a wedding in 4 years' time, no one remembers what the tablecloth was on the tables anyway.
No, and I'm not saying they're not important or anything, but yes, a wedding is a one giant party, and without good music and good DJs, good musicians, you won't have that.
Yeah. How do you feel when people say to you, oh, I'm just going to plug my iPhone in and play Spotify?
I mean, it's a personal preference at the end of the day. There's so many risks involved with that. But ultimately, if that's their preference with their music and their style and their budget, then we're all for that.
Yep.
We'll definitely explain the risks involved in that and the downsides of that. But, yeah, if it's their preference, then we can only support that.
What do you share what your couple of biggest risks that are? Because I'm...
Oh, where do we start? So,
what do you think?
The start is the sound quality is probably not going to be this good because, you're probably using a Bluetooth speaker or some sort of substandard piece of audio device. There's always that gap between songs. There's what if a song's not working on the playlist, then you got to wait for it to finish as well. And that's another thing. Like having a DJ there will mean that songs blend seamlessly. You're not going to hear the full song unless you want to or if it's a good song. The Spotify plays will just let the song drag, wait a couple of seconds, maybe put some ads on if it's not a premium service. And then, there's your buzz gone from the wedding already.
Yeah, and people fighting over the song.
You're right. Like, you've invested so much time and money into a wedding. It's such an important event. Don't risk it.
No, I'm all for it. In some situations, the I know that the wedding musician, I've seen it happen time and time again, may find themselves stepping in as that impromptu MC mm-hmm. if things aren't going as planned, or the MC's gotten a bit tipsy and have forgotten their job, or just it's not going great. How do you have that happen often, and how do you handle these unexpected scenarios, and what advice do you want to give the listeners around all of that?
It's a very good question. Like, thankfully, it hasn't happened often because usually the MC takes their job quite seriously, whether it be a family member or a friend. But we're always there to guide the bride and groom or the couple in terms of, you know, on the night, even before the night, on what things usually work within a run sheet. On the day, things are over time or under time, or probably more over time, we can step in and say, sort of check in with the MC, say, just let you know, the speeches are due to start. And if they want to have a good time for the rest of the night, we're happy to chip in as well and do the final announcement. So, yeah, as I said, we're here to support and guide the guys, whoever's doing the role as the MC. It's not an easy job, and we do offer that as a service as well, should the bride and groom or the couple just want to relax and not have to worry about that as well.
Yeah, I love that you add that as an additional service if they want it, because it is nerve-wracking for the person that is chosen, no matter what, no matter how keen they are to say yes. It's a tough role.
And some people are good at it, which is why they're selected, and some people, just don't want to do it. So it's where all of our DJs are RMC trained as well, so we can do it on a good level and keep things in order as according to the run sheet.
Yeah. I can't remember the last time I went to a wedding and wasn't the MC. I mean, as a guest, because they're like, oh, can you be the MC?
You must be good at it.
You know what to do. And you're like, oh, just because I wedding planned doesn't always mean I want to be the MC. But, you know.
Look, ultimately, you're just sticking to a run sheet. So as long as you can do that, you're halfway there.
Yeah, totally. So from your own eyes, what do you see at weddings? What do you think makes for the best weddings? And what's the difference in those weddings that really stand out?
Ooh, another really good question. Having enough time allocated for all the key moments is probably a good thing. So ensuring that things flow, for example, enough times for meals, enough times for speeches. Like, for example, if 10 people want to have speeches, not having them in the same bunch, for example, breaking them up, things like that. So, having the right amount of time allocated for each event within a wedding is an important thing. In terms of music, which is what we offer, having a playlist that works. So what I mean by that is working with a couple to make sure we find out what they like, what their guests like, and having enough dance floor time to produce that as well. So anything from an hour to 2 hours is probably the minimum that we need for a good dance floor, but we understand things run over time as well. And just things being organized as well. So making sure all the checks are done before the big event. We want couples just to go rock up on their wedding day, just relax, enjoy themselves, and bring their dancing shoes and just have the time of their lives effectively. So the more with events, the more planning you do, the better the event's going to be effectively.
Yeah, I agree. And the thing that stood out for me the most then was when you said leaving enough time for the dance floor, because that's where all the fun's had and all the formalities and all the serious stuff's over and everyone's getting loose on the dance floor, having a good time. And I'm always like, feel sad when people, you find out they've got like 40 minutes left to dance on the dance floor. You're like, no, you've got to have more time because no one wants to go home then.
You're right. But there's also ways around that. Like we're finding a big trend coming of sort of that's been around for a while is having a little dance break at the start. So as soon as the bride and groom or the couple enter the room, using sort of 10, 15, 20 minutes to bring everyone together and have a little boogie at the start. So that's a great initiative we're finding. And it sort of breaks the ice as well with guests, and your wedding's off to a really good start because the blood's pumping within the body, they've had a little boogie, and now they can sit back and enjoy their entrees.
Yeah, I love that. That's so fun. I remember doing a wedding once where the couple were introduced into the room and then the bride and groom came in last, and then the bride and groom walked around dancing and they got everyone up and they took everyone to the dance floor.
Amazing.
It was really good. It was so much fun. I mean, getting them to sit down then for their entrees was another story, but it's so true. And that wedding is one of the most memorable ones that I've run because of the atmosphere.
Yeah. So, well, as we said before, weddings are just one giant party, and that's what it should be. So it's a great celebration. You bring two people together with all their friends and family and loved ones, and that's what we're here to celebrate.
Yeah. And we don't have to follow traditions anymore. You do what you want. Isn't it?
Look, a tradition's whatever you make it. So it's up to the couple what traditions they want to set, and we're here to facilitate that.
Yeah, I love that. Can you share with us now your number one wedding tip?
my number one wedding tip, trust your DJ or trust your musician. Reason I say that is we're here to make sure everyone has fun. We make sure that our couples have fun, most importantly. So they do this week in, week out. They know how to read a crowd. This is what they're paid to do. This is what they love as well. So trust that they will deliver a service like no other. Yes, by all means, give us as much ammunition information as possible, but we want you guys to just relax and enjoy your time at your wedding.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great tip. And I always think too, when you can see that the DJ is having a really good time,
yeah,
you know the crowd is, because everyone's buzzing off everyone's energy. It's a really good
100%.
Thing.
And we're fortunate to have all of our DJs, musicians that share that passion. So anyone, all of our DJs, administrative DJs, they love what they do. And they do this as a passion more than anything, which we love.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. That's good to know. Thank you so much for chatting to us today, Andy. I've really enjoyed talking with you. I feel like I'm going to go and get my
music on. Forever.
Get my boogie on now, turn some tunes on. Tell the listeners, where can they find you?
So we're all over socials at Ministry of DJs Entertainment, where ministryofdjs.com.au is our website. And, yeah, our core business is Melbourne, Sydney, but we're sort of branching out to Perth and Brisbane shortly as well. So, yeah, if you want to have a chat, hook us up. We're more than happy to chat anything music or entertainment for any wedding or event.
Fantastic. Thank you. I'll make sure I pop all of those links and everything in the show notes as well. So
amazing.
Thank you so much for sharing.
No, you're most welcome. Lovely to chat to you. And yeah, have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Andy.
Bye-bye.